Agenda item number 14. Chief.
This is the other dogfish, spiny dogfish, and this is also a request for public hearing November 1. And you did note from Dr. Hare's presentation that spiny dogfish are one of those species that looks like it's pretty good in terms of not being as vulnerable. So you may have some questions. This is really because this is an important fishery for us, especially during winter months. And I can give you more information next time because it's become a situation where there are some problems with the data collection, which is part of the reason the quota is going down. There also was some year classes that weren't as good, which is why the quotas declined. In fact, our quota drops 20%. We dropped down to 4.3 plus million pounds. And this year we might be able to take all of that quota because we have about 10.75% of the entire quota. And it's very possible with what we did this previous year that we could take that that whole quota. And it's a real balancing act. It's similar to summer flounder in that the market is a big part of this. And I can go over more of that next month. So we are requesting a November 1 hearing, and we are looking to have a 5,000-pound commercial trip limit, which is the same as we have now. However, FMAC met, and FMAC requested that a 5% tolerance be allowed, so 250 pounds, and staff consulted with law enforcement, and the colonel said that that's something that they could accommodate to have that 5% tolerance. Part of the reason is shrinkage a little bit when you know, place the dogfish at the dock and place them in the tub and everything else, there is a little shrinkage, hence the tolerance. When the buyers have to then ship them north to Massachusetts. The second part of this is if by 80% the quota is still available and it's less than 80% of our total quota, then the FMAC recommended that it be increased, that quota be increased to 6,000 pounds. And the date they gave was February 15th. So that's all in your staff recommendation, and that would be the idea that we go forward for a November 1 public hearing. There may be some who don't approve of this, but there's certainly a lot in industry who have so far.
Request for public hearing. Mrs. Kellum.
Motion to approve request for public hearing.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Mrs. Kellum, second by Mr. Neal. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.
Very much.
Thank you, Chief.